Hey everyone, it's Cam Hurt, host of the Best Show Ever podcast, and we have got a second season coming out very soon that I am very excited about. We've got some very cool special guests, including musical acts that we all love, like Karina Reichman, Daniel Donato, Jake Brownstein from Eggy, Rick and Peter from Goose, and many more. Tune in for new episodes dropping on Osiris Media March 5th on the Best Show Ever podcast.
Osiris Media is proud to present Freak Flag Flying, a limited series podcast. Rock legend David Crosby recently sat down with his friend, award-winning science author Steve Silberman, for 2 days of intimate conversation, introspection, and discussion of some of David's beautiful songs, which are featured in the podcast. The sessions offer unique reflections on Crosby's famed songwriting career and his creative collaborations with The Byrds.
There were many times for The Byrds, man, many times when I remember the night that we worked out Chimes of Freedom. Boy, was I happy. You know, it's the first time that I'd actually been able to contribute on the guitar. That's looping kind of lines, you know, that are on there. There were many. There was a good chemistry in the early days, and we hadn't irritated each other yet. We still believed in each other, and it was pretty great.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
There was nobody in CSNY that I wanted to be a leader over me. It was fully competition. Fully, all the time. And it really got to be an uphill battle in CSN. It was turn on the smoke machine and play your hits and take the paycheck.
The Grateful Dead.
The thing about Jerry, he wanted the music to come out. He knew it was hiding all around him all the time. Wanted to coax it out of the wall. Out of music, out and play. He was a magical cat that way.
And more recently, with musicians like his son James Raymond.
The first and most important is my son, James. Encountering him was just like, holy yikes. He's a guy who, when I met him, he'd already been a musician for 20 years. Before he found out that I was his dad, he had already been a musician for 20 years. And he's definitely a better musician than I am.
And Michael League of Snarky Puppy.
Going to New Orleans and meeting Mike League was like growing wings halfway down the cliff. I loved him. I loved all of them, man. I loved them. They were just my kind of people. They really didn't give a shit about showbiz. It was contributive music. That was the biggest difference. I don't want to pull the curtain back too far on my soul, but,
right.
But if you are looking for a glimpse,
yeah,
there's one.
Premiering January 6th, Freak Flag Flying can be found wherever you get your podcasts. To subscribe, go to osirispod.com/freakflag.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty, host of the Punk Rock NBA podcast, part of the Sound Talent Media podcast network. My podcast is all about doing what you love for a living, and every week I sit down and talk to people who have done exactly that. For example, musicians like Tommy from Between the Buried and Me, Matt from Periphery, Lil Lotus and Shinigami, among many others, photographers, artists, designers, YouTubers like Glenn Fricker and Sarah Dici, and I unpack exactly how they got to where they are today with the goal of helping you do the same. So if that sounds cool, you can listen and subscribe at soundtalentmedia.com, and I'll see you there.